serious matters before us today related to fire protection provided by our first responders. We thank you for the services that they provide, the protection they provide. We just ask that you would unite us, Lord, in this decision, and may your will be done. Protect our servicemen and women wherever they are. We just turn this meeting over to you. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, again, this is a special meeting, not our usual second or fourth meeting of the month, but we had a matter here that needed to be attended to today, and I've chosen to add a couple more items on here as well. I will not be at next Monday's meeting, and I wanted to get as much on here and relieve that agenda next Monday of a couple of items here. We can begin with time for public comments, request for information on non-agenda items in accordance with the Texas Open Meetings Act. Anyone wish to address the court on general matters that are not on the agenda at this time? Then I'll move on into item number two, the main reason why we are here today. I've prepared some notes here. I just want to make a brief comment. I'll turn it over to any commissioners who want to make a comment. I still would like to hear from anybody in the audience. We can certainly do that. But as a review, the court met last Monday, and this again is item number two, to consider and possibly approve a fire protection contract as approved by the city of Mount Pleasant. Again, as a review, we met last Monday in our May regular meeting with this same identical agenda item. After much discussion and a couple of failed votes, the court approved the proposal that had been presented. The court did not approve the proposal that had been presented by the unanimous city council. There was a bit of a difference there, and I'll explain that. The basics of the city amendment that was presented to us with the unanimous approval by the council provided for an increase to the current fire protection contract. In our current contract, as it stands right now, the county pays the city about $488,000 per year, and the city provides supplemental equipment and manpower with a current guarantee of two men and two trucks. Fortunately for the county, Chief McRae has always provided well in excess of this guaranteed minimum. The amendment would increase the $488,000 by $30,000 per month, or $360,000 annually in total increase, for a total of about $848,000 per year with an annual inflation adjustment. These increases would take effect June 1 of this year with a $15,000 monthly increase, followed by another $15,000 increase starting in October of this year, or 4 months later to coincide with the beginning of the new budget year. The amendment would also raise the guaranteed manpower from 2 men to 4 men. With the justification that the $360,000 annual increase was occurring too quickly, the Commissioner's Court provided an alternative adjustment that would delay the second $15,000 monthly increase from October 2017 to June of 2018, thereby saving the county $120,000 while we were transitioning to this increased annual contract amount of $848,000. This was approved by the Commissioner's Court last Monday. However, the city held to their original proposal of a June and October stair-step adjustment. Please remember that the city's original contract adjustment proposal came in August of last year, shortly after we had a presentation by our consultant that was hired jointly by the city and the county. That original proposal that Mr. Aarons presented to me included a stair-step increase of $720,000 over a five-year period, ultimately providing 6 firefighters as a guaranteed amount. The court did not take any action at that time and delayed the decision on the matter until this spring. My most recent counter proposal this spring suggested instead of the $720,000, a $600,000 increase that would occur over that same five-year period. Today, we consider something quite a bit less than either of those two, a $360,000 increase, again, down significantly from those original negotiations. While this guarantees four city-provided firefighters rather than the six that we were hoping to build up to, this does guarantee the four plus a commander on the scene, and that seems to be a level of support that the county can live with. So today we're down to considering how quickly we are willing to ramp up to the $360,000 increase. Can we accept a June-October 2017 timeframe? I strongly support this, and I ask the Commissioner's Court to approve. Let's show our commitment to the residents of the county and our volunteer firefighters that we are committed to ensuring a sensible balance between the cost and the quality of fire protection. Let's show the city of Mount Pleasant that we appreciate the strong leadership and support that they have provided for us over the years, and that we understand the increasing cost of that service and are willing to pay our fair share. Commissioners.
Thank you.
city. And that included increases come in two ways, first of June, and then again in October of 2017. That is the motion.
Will we ask people to talk before?
Absolutely.
Anyone would like to address the board at this time?
Sure.
Morning. Well, I really wanted to ask a question. All this proposed increases in fire protection that are shared between the city and county, it all comes from that report that was published last summer by some consultants. I'd just like to know, I've read the report several times, but nowhere in it can I find who wrote the report. Could you find out and send an email with who actually wrote the report?
I'm sure we can.
Between them, you know? I think that's something that, you know, typically is in that kind of report. I'd just like to know who actually wrote the report, because as you know, I have a lot of problems with it, and I'd like to know where it came from.
Yeah, and as far as, did all this come from that, provided report that the consultant gave us? I think that in theory, we could have been actually discussing that concept of necessary increase to full-time firefighters even before that was.
Well, yeah, so that's one of the reasons why the report's commissioned in the first place. But within weeks of it coming out, the staff kicked off this round of negotiations, but still wants it now. That's all I got. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else? Well, I have a motion. Second is made by Commissioner Parker. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Is that three to one, and what's your vote?
Aye.
Okay, so we do have a four to one vote. All right, let me say this. Thank you, everybody. This has been a multi-meeting deal. I know a lot of you are food and credit and anxious about this. Maybe the words have been shot both directions. Understand, or just be reminded, I know you understand, everybody in this room has a job to do and have objectives of their own. And the objectives of this court sometimes don't match up with the objectives of those of you that sit in the audience or those of you that take action. But we're going to continue to do the best we can, and one of our main jobs is not only providing fire protection, but providing smart use in the way that we spend our money. And so, before we get overly critical of one another, let's remember to put yourself in somebody else's shoes before you make those comments and understand what each of us are dealing with. But in the end, I think we've got a wonderful agreement here. May not be absolutely the best thing that one of you was considering, whether you wanted more or less, but I think it's a good compromise. And let's leave this meeting today shaking hands and knowing that we've made a good plan here for the next few years. This contract will run for another 3.5 years. We may be back in here at that time. But in the meantime, we have accomplished this, and you don't ever reach important decisions like this without there being some controversy. But again, thank you for your time. Thank you to the volunteers. Thank you to the full-time staff of the city, Chief McCray, Mike Ahrens, and everyone who's come up and given a comment here, who has contacted us after the meeting and helped us to make this decision. We appreciate you all very much. And if there's nothing else, we'll move on to the next agenda item. Y'all are welcome to stay with us and talk about 7:50. You're welcome to get back to your job.
Moving on to item number three, we've got a couple of plats here today to consider, possibly approve. We've had some discussion before on the case mobile home subdivision, that's item number three. So today we're going to consider and possibly approve that plat, case mobile home subdivision. This is in Commissioner Fields precinct, and this is Case is constructing a mobile home community. He will own those mobile homes. They are for lease, and he is not selling all pieces of this 10-acre subdivision. And he is wanting to provide this rental community, and we have specific guidelines in our subdivision rules and regulations that address this. And I believe that Mr. Case, after spending a good bit of time discussing how he could set up his sewer system utilizing a multiple septic systems. He's also laid out for us what we need so that we can approve this. And I'll turn it over to Commissioner Fields. I think Commissioner Fields is satisfied that Mr. Case has met our demands. And what else we need to know, Commissioner?
Okay, it's a couple of options. First of all, the road was not that basement, and he came back and was not a good basement.
Of the house, and if you could, let's be clean, let's don't put a little bump on it and so forth.
Yeah, Jim Taylor, who helps us to collect our taxes. This is a piece of property that ultimately went to auction. They did not get acceptable bid. And so it has been off of the tax rolls for quite some time. We do have an offer here. Let me give you some details here. They have $2,500 is the offer. Yes. The original judgment amount for uncollected taxes was about $2,700. The lot was on the roll at $8,011. It is only a 0.33-acre piece of property. And so we have $2,500. We'll just a little bit, well, we'll not quite pay for the back taxes that were on it. It does not come close to the appraised value, but nonetheless, when it went to auction, nobody seemed to think that appraised value was realistic, and so there's a set. And this is an opportunity to get back on the tax roll, perhaps even get a home built on that lot. So the request here is that you would consider a $2,500 offer on this third of an acre lot.
I might get most of it because it's back on the tax roll and kind of the deposit of final taxes.
This will require other tax communities to approve as well, but they have to have ours. Second by motion made by Commissioner Hill, second by Commissioner Applewhite. All in favor of accepting this $2,500 offer, say aye. Opposed? All right. Item number six, closing comments, if any. I don't have any. Turn it over to my left this time. None. Commissioner Walker. Thank you all for coming to court today.
We just need to remember our neighbors in the southwest because of tornadoes and bad weather and stuff. We really took a kick down there. I thought we were going to catch it. I guess it was Friday night or something, or Thursday night last week. But people have responded. It's just typical Texas. They're going to respond and they're going to take that over the match. So I did that some things in that area.
Second by Commissioner Applewhite. All in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.